You and she adopted me when I was 13. You'd had a daughter. You loved the baby experience. And now that sweet little girl was off to college, embarking on the rest of her life. The divorce was ugly. He had tried to control you. He'd put his career above his marriage. He'd made his choice early on. But you tried to maintain a semblance of partnership for your daughter's sake. And once she left home, there wasn't really anything left to want to save. Now, the real love of your life, she had been part of your life since grade school. You guys were inseparable. You shared everything. Secrets, lipstick, the occasional boy. She had always been your confidant when things went sour. He never knew the two of you had shared so much more than just a good laugh or a good cry. And you realized when all was said and done that she had always been what you needed. She knew. She felt it long ago. She never liked him, never thought he deserved you. But it took a long time for you to accept. And now that it was just you, now it was time to live for yourself and be for yourself. You are my mommy, my stepmommy. But for me, just mommy. You are statuesque, strong, nurturing, rare specimen that in another age wars were waged for. Lips that could bring back the dead. A large inviting chest, the kind that turn men into fools. Divorced from a man that tried to control you. A daughter of your own that graduated college last year. She's a beauty, just like her mother. You and she have always had a great relationship and have always been there for each other. Everyone wants babies. Babies are cute. You wanted one. But you always had a desire to look where others didn't, to discover secrets that were hidden in plain sight. You both knew there were kids out there, all shapes, sizes, that deserved a loving home and never knew one. Many of those children were routinely passed over in favor of their newer, tinier counterparts. But the two of you saw a sparkle in my eyes and couldn't take yours off me the moment you saw me. You desperately wanted to scoop me up and take me home in your pocket right then and there. Yeah, I came a little damaged. All of us were, in our own ways. But somehow you saw the best of me without so much as a word. I was a bit shorter for my age due to chronic asthma. That was a red flag, apparently. I had practically lived half my childhood in one hospital or another. God, I loved hospitals. They were always safe. The sterile scent, the low humming lullaby of machines. But people wanted a healthy kid. I fucking hated myself for it, but I couldn't quite blame them. That's baggage. No one likes baggage. Now, I had been passed up countless times before for being too inside myself, like a turtle. I figured out quickly that lots of people wanted a living thing just to make themselves feel like better people, and I wasn't validating them fast enough. And then the two of you came into my life. You tore down my wall faster than I could climb over it. You and give me a sales pitch about your home, how fucking fantastic your town was, your school, the insane amenities of your charmed life. You didn't give me a laundry list of toys you had for me. You didn't offer up a bedroom that you had prepared just for me, even though you didn't know what me was, other than what you read in your little file. No, you just wanted a hug, like you knew I was yours. And you didn't ask me about my likes and dislikes, my hopes and my dreams, my favorite animal, color, breakfast cereal. All of that shit would come later, with time. You didn't ask anything at all. You simply said, it's okay. And I didn't know what to say to that. I almost forgot my name and where I was. But I saw through the looking glass in that moment. It was the unsettling notion that my entire life had been on the distorted end of a funhouse mirror, and I was just now feeling the cracks forming, seeing something better, something true on the other side. That was me out there. And I was confident. I was tall. I was strong. And all this time I had been a faulty fucking clone. But I saw now, and I couldn't go back. So, in a burst of rare excitement, I tried to impress you by repeating snippets of the Gettysburg Address backwards. Who the fuck does that? What kid does that? What kid knows that? Too much time to myself in the hospital. And, you both smiled. These kind, open mouths that made me feel like I had cracked the genetic code, and I lit up like a Christmas tree. I wanted to show you my latest magic trick. I loved magic. I found safety in it. It was outside of the real world that was full of disappointment and full of finality. Anything was possible. The real world does not change color like a magic handkerchief. The world's never surprised. Here, if you saw someone in half, you can't put them back together again. But in the world of magic, things disappear. Things change, but nothing is ever, ever gone. Lost is never lost. Everything is found. So I asked you each to pick a card and commit it to memory. Back in the deck it goes. A tap, tap, tap. A way too goofy hand gesture to illustrate the electric transference from the deck to my brain. But I guessed them both wrong. I knew how to do this trick. I had practiced it over and over. And when it came time, I fucked it up. I panicked. So what did I do? I took a step backward. One leg back through that mirror. Your hearts leapt and sank in one beat, and you glanced at each other and smiled. And with sly grins, you put your hands on your hips. You shook your heads like you just caught me with a hand in a jar, and you exclaimed, "You tricked us, you sneaky boy, buttering us up for act two like that." And that was it, and the clouds lifted, and My shadow found footing. I stepped all the way through that mirror and became myself as I came to you. I was in your pockets forever, and you would make me king of the brave new world. Lost was found. Quarters from ears, rabbits from hats. These are small acts, but the greatest magic happened to me because I was the abracadabra.